Well, hey there, welcome. This is Pastor Greg. Thanks for joining me. We are working our way through the Psalms, and many of the Psalms, as you know, were written by David. Psalm 58 this morning is no different. And so, you know, we're finding just lots of rich theological truth, lots of encouraging personal witness coming from David and the difficulties that he faced. And so today, David is going to be dealing with corruption and corruption in government in particular. At this point in David's life, he was not the king, and yet people knew he was chosen by God to be the king. And so people were rallying around him. And so there's lots of intrigue, and there's lots of much like in election season, you know, where there's a lot of, rumors going around, and there's lots of, you know, false witness happening, people lying about each other and defaming each other and that kind of thing. And so David reflects on that, on what's going on, knowing you have a political adversary, Saul, who hates you and literally wants you dead. And no doubt is saying stuff about you that is utterly false. And also that God has a call on your life, and that he's called you to this place, and that you are going to be the king. It just makes for an interesting scenario and a great psalm. So Psalm 58, the first thing that we notice is corruption. Verse 1. Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man upright? So when David is called, he's calling the current administration God, little g gods. Now that's common. Sometimes that word is translated judges in the Old Testament. And he is kind of mocking them. Do you decree what is right? So in other words, you have the power to, and the moral authority to make declarations of what is true, what is right, what is godly, what isn't. And, you know, we're seeing that today. I mean, I can't remember a more corrupt government in the United States of America than we have right now. And there's been some pretty corrupt moments in our history, without a doubt. But our politicians seem to have no problem whatsoever about lying about each other, bearing false witness. They will create stories and narratives in order to try and take each other down. And the last time I checked, thou shalt not bear false witness is one of God's 10 commandments. Like, that's a serious thing. And people are going to stand before God and give an account for the things that they said. So David says, do you judge the children of man upright? So David has a real clear understanding of human nature. Remember back in Psalm 51, David said, I was born in iniquity. I was born sinful. And I'm grateful for the founders of our nation who had a pretty good understanding of the sinfulness of humanity, which is really what drove them to put together the system of government that our nation has employed all these 200 plus years. And it's checks and balances. It's not too much power concentrated in one area. And anybody can be corrupted by power. So there has to be a check and a balance against each division of government, each branch. And so that's wise. That's an understanding of human nature. David had that. So David made the corruption known. But secondly, the source of corruption, verse 2, No, in your hearts you devise wrongs, and your hands deal out violence on earth. So not only that you're corrupt, but where is the corruption located? In your hearts. It's in your hearts that you devise all these things. In, it's Mark 15, Jesus talks about this issue, and it blew the minds, and it offended the Pharisees, actually. In Mark chapter 15, rather. If I can find it. Yes. No, I can't find it. Sorry. Got to be Matthew chapter 15. Thanks for bearing with me. Okay. Matthew 15:10. Jesus called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person. So it's not what goes in, it's not what you eat or what you drink that defiles you, it's actually what comes out. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" So the Pharisees, who were very, very committed to dietary rules and regulations and very much thought, oh yeah, it is what goes into you that defiles you, were offended by this saying. So the disciples are like, "Do you know what they're saying? Like, man, you so offended them, Lord." And Jesus said, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up." So he's speaking a little bit cryptically towards the disciples. Like, this is serious. You guys need to know how heavy this is. Like, everyone that's not planted by my Father is going to be pulled up. It's going to be judgment for them. So verse 14 says, "Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into the pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." So Peter's trying to get this. Peter, who was really careful about what he ate, thinking that what he ate could potentially defile him. You remember in Acts chapter 10, he had this big, you know, kind of argument with God about it. God who brought down formerly unclean animals and told Peter, "Eat them," and so on. Peter was convinced it's what goes in you that defiles you. And so Peter's confused. "Please explain it." And Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding, Peter? Do you not know that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled?" You know, I love this. And that word for expelled, it means, you know, basically you go to the bathroom and you get rid of it. And Jesus being, you know, it's almost a little bit junior high-ish, you know, kind of stuff. "Peter, let me spell it out for you. We eat and we go to the bathroom and we expel it," right? And then he says, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart and thus defiles a person." So food comes into us from the outside. Words come out of us from the inside. So whatever comes out of your mouth or my mouth at any given moment, it wasn't put into us, but it has come out of the treasure store of our heart. So if I speak an angry word, and I say, "You made me so angry," well, no, they didn't make you angry. You out of the contents of your heart became angry and sinned when you let words, angry words come out and you derided them or whatever. That impure thing, that, you know, dirty joke or the whatever it is, that comes out of your heart and it defiles you. Your words, which originated in your heart, they defile you. We tend to think of it that, oh, that stuff's out here and it's put upon us. And no, it comes from the very core of who we are. Whatever comes out of our mouth, it comes from the treasure store of our heart. So that's a very sobering thing. So we have scriptures like in the Psalms, guard your hearts because out of the heart flow the issues of life. So listen, this is a big issue. And, you know, we see so much of this happening today, the corruption all over our culture, in politics for sure. It's terrible. It's maddening. It's saddening. It's really, really bad. But we, as followers of Jesus, we need to be different. So let no grumbling come from our mouths, complaining, that we may shine as lights amongst this crooked and perverse generation. So again, our mouths, what's coming out of our mouths? No grumbling, but gratitude. And when we give ourselves over to the Lord like that, we will shine against the backdrop of corruption and darkness. So we'll continue in Psalm 58 next time. Thank you for joining me. God bless you guys.